Well, Captain Nick Kelly is a Black Hawk helicopter pilot from the Army's 5th Aviation Regiment. He and his crew have been airlifting people from an evacuation centre which was cut off in North Bundaberg.
One of the big challenges at the moment and over the last couple of days has been there's a lot of aircraft in the air all doing the same job. So for us as air crew, we've got to look out for the other aircraft to make sure that we keep ourselves and our passenger and our aircraft safe. The other really big issue for us conducting these operations is that there's a lot of information out there, so we've got to make sure that we get to the people that need the help the most, the quickest.
And Captain Kelly, how many people are you able to take on each run?
On Monday night, we were able to sit people on the floor. So we took 19 people on one lift in our aircraft. But since then, as the flooding conditions have stabilised, there's no immediate need to get people out straight away. So we put the seats back in, we can take 10 people each lift.
What kind of reaction were you getting from people who'd been stranded at this evacuation point and cut off? What sort of reaction did you get when you came to get them?
A lot of big smiles. I think people were very happy to see us.
Captain Kelly, tell us what it looks like from the air over areas like North Bundaberg.
Through North Bundaberg, as the floodwaters are starting to come down today, there's a lot of brown earth out there as the mud's coming back. You can smell the mud in the air as you fly over the top as well. But there's still a lot of low-lying areas that are underwater at this stage.
And how high up is the water on the houses in that part of North Bundaberg when you're flying over? Are you still just seeing rooftops?
Yeah, in some places there are still just rooftops, but other places where the water may have been halfway up the house, you can see the waterline has dropped off the house and left a big brown mark on it.
Of the missions that you've flown over the past few days, which ones stick out in your mind of the people that you brought in, some of the elderly or children that you brought across?
The mission that I flew on Monday night, and the early stuff on Tuesday, there was a lot of elderly patients that were in. And also, too, I remember seeing one of our other aircraft land continually with stretcher patients getting off. So those people would have had no way to get out if we hadn't been there.
How much time are you spending on the ground when you were going to get people?
The surf lifesavers in the Bundaberg area and the police are doing a great job of marshalling people onto aircraft and off. So we're probably on the ground for about 5 to 10 minutes, making sure that everybody's set in the aircraft before we depart.
What's the thing that's really sticking in your mind, the thought that you're taking with you from the experiences, particularly on Monday night?
I guess the stuff that I'm taking away from this is that you can see that the disaster plan that they put in place is working quite well from what I can see from my aircraft. Lots of different organisations have all come together to work together, and it seems to be working really well.
What are the actual challenges for you, Captain Kelly, at night flying in? Are you on night vision, or are you able to use some lights on the chopper as you come in?
We routinely fly on night vision, so that's how we've been operating down here as well. So we can see almost as well as in the daytime. It's not the same, but it's certainly better than flying around with a white light underneath the aircraft. So we've got to be a lot more careful about knowing where everybody else is and looking for other aircraft as well.
That's Army Black Hawk helicopter pilot Captain Nick Kelly in Bundaberg.